You're
Sure.
all right with that. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to the idea to have this summit on human trafficking.
Well, I've been aware of the travesty of human trafficking for quite some time, but it seems like in the last few years, there's just been an increased awareness all across the country that we need to do something collectively to stop this modern-day slavery that's victimizing women and children. It is absolutely reprehensible, and it must be stopped. And it's impacting people here in our own country. They estimate the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children estimate as many as 100 to 300,000 American children are at risk of being trafficked for commercialized sex in the U.S. alone each year. And then you have the Congressional Research Service that says for sure there's 17,500 people trafficked in our country every year, with $9.5 billion being generated off of this reprehensible trade of these vulnerable, victimized children. And it just must be stopped.
That's disgusting.
Absolutely, and that's why we are holding this summit next Monday at the Missouri United Methodist Church at noon, from 10 o'clock to noon. And we sure hope as many people as possible will come out to hear from our special guests who are experts in these fields. We have people who have been involved with organizations that are helping people with this. We have the Special Investigations Unit will learn something, and hopefully will not only be aware but be spurred on to action to seeing that this gets stopped.
And what are some signs that you've seen that, how do I want to put this? What are some signs that maybe that somebody is involved in human trafficking as a child? You know, if you look out and, like you said, the Center for National Missing and Exploited Children, there's so many kids out there that could still be alive, just like the girls that have been missing for 15 years that come out of the woodwork. How do we find those kids or recognize and identify them?
I think that would be an excellent question to ask the panel on Monday, because they truly are the experts, and I think that's something most citizens want to know, to be able to identify them. We here in Congress have already passed three bills within the last few weeks to address this, and we have some more in the pipeline to do that. And one of the bills I co-sponsored deals with foster children. And what I didn't realize is that over 60% of the children that they estimate are involved in child sex trafficking in our country have lived at some point in a foster care situation. And it could be that they ran away from there, or sometimes, sadly, that they actually are being victimized while they're in foster care. And so we are trying to address that by this legislation to ensure that safeguards are put into the foster home situation to make sure that this doesn't happen, and to make sure that foster children are provided the help that they need, and ultimately are united with a loving family.
And that bill that you're talking about, is that the Preventing Sex Trafficking and Improving Opportunities for Youth in Foster Care Act?
Yes.
And when did that go through? Or is that something you're still working on?
I think it was May 20th.
Okay. That was about the time that I was looking at, too, around that time, but I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to tell about a couple other bills or not, but anyway.
Well, go ahead. Tell me about the other bills, too, that are involved with this issue.
Well, we also passed the bill Stop Advertising Victims of Exploitation Act, and it provides a penalty for knowingly selling advertising that offers commercial sex acts. Sadly, there are websites that advertise having sex with children, and it is just deplorable, repugnant, and those people need to go to jail to do that. And so this increases the penalty and will give more tools to law enforcement to go after these sites. We also passed the Just Justice for Victims of Trafficking Act, which will provide $25 million in grant money over the next few years to assist victims of human trafficking and improve enforcement of laws against human trafficking. And, you know, that is so important. Some people estimate there's only 200 beds and facilities for victims of sex trafficking that are available in the United States for underage victims. And yet we potentially have 100,000 to 200,000 children out there that are caught up in this. And so we need to not only stop it from occurring, but you need to rescue these victims, and we need to make sure they get the help that they need. And these grants will help enable that.
How can we as regular citizens help prevent this or
I think the first step is awareness, first of all, that this is an issue, and so that people's eyes are open more to children that may be vulnerable, in need from a difficult home situation, or they might run away. But it's not always that, but lots of times it is, or children in foster care system, to reach out to hurting kids in your community and to befriend them, to be aware of the families in your neighborhoods and, you know, the children there, and to keep an eye on things. But certainly it's also to push back on the demand for this. We need to shine a light on these johns, on these people who are paying money to have sex with children and who go along with this and are aware that these children are being locked up and are basically in slavery. I mean, those people ought to be put in jail in addition to the pimps. And a lot of it goes back to the problem with pornography in our country as well. It is a rampant issue that we need to bring out and talk about and come out against. It's not acceptable, and it's resulting in too many harmful situations in our country, whether it's failed marriages or just personal destruction and addiction to something, or in a worst-case scenario, playing out and actually becoming part of human trafficking by utilizing these services, and it's just devastating.
Are we looking to possibly getting some information into the schools to educate the children as well? I mean, right now we're educating the adults, but we need to educate the children as well. It's not just stranger danger, somebody's going to take you and kidnap you. It's more in-depth. This human trafficking and sex slave, it's more in-depth than just being taken from home.
I think that's a great idea, and hopefully that will be discussed on Monday at our summit.
And then another thing, too, you know, there's kids that they're afraid to say anything to an adult because they've been threatened, or they just don't think anything will be done. Are you possibly looking into getting Child Protective Services involved and more information, and for them not to just sweep things that they hear from the kids to the side as just an upset child?
Well, I think awareness and training is important for everyone, those of Child Protective Services, but also those that work with children, whether it's in the education as a teacher. I'm a former teacher, and we had training in how to recognize abuse. But that was several years ago, and now teachers need to be trained on how to recognize perhaps a victimization of a trafficking situation as well. But like I said, every one of us knows children, has been living in our neighborhood, and we need to be aware that this is happening all across this country, keep our eyes open, and know who to report to, and to not be afraid to reach out to someone if we suspect something or something doesn't feel right when you're talking to a child. You need to take these warning signs seriously.
I would rather report something and be wrong than not report something at all, mm-hmm. and miss the opportunity to save a child.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think when we hear these horrendous cases in the news where someone is found after years of being exploited, the people in the neighborhood just shake their head and go, you know, how did we miss this? How did this happen so close to where we lived and nobody saw anything or recognized the signs of danger? And so we don't, you know, want that to happen. And I think we all want to be proactive to protect the children.
Absolutely. Have we heard of any issues here in Missouri? Have we heard any of any cases here in Missouri?
Yes, sadly, just last November in Jefferson City, a 28-year-old man was indicted for sex trafficking of a child under the age of 14. And then we also have the 2013 story coming out of, sadly, Lebanon, Missouri, which is in our 4th District, of a 16-year-old girl there that has been held up against her will and tortured and put in bondage and required to do awful sex acts and hours of torture and things, and was just last year discovered and released. And now the perpetrator has pleaded guilty to sex trafficking of that girl. And so it can happen here, even in Missouri.
It's just horrific. My mind is just still trying to get wrapped around it. It's not just taking place in places like Nigeria or overseas. This is definitely something, like you said, we've got to get people aware, mm-hmm. and let them know how to help. Mm-hmm. And you said the public is invited to your summit that's coming up next Monday.
Yes, absolutely. We want as many people as possible to learn about this issue, to hear from experts who deal with this, to hear from leaders who are have organizations that try to help victims, and also to hear from victims themselves, to hear their stories, how they overcame. And I think people will come away both with an increased awareness of the issue, with their eyes open, but also with some ideas for action, for things that they can do to stop this awful scourge on our society.
And if anybody is not able to make it to the summit, but they're very interested in what you're trying to accomplish, how can they get more information, or how can they get involved?
Well, they certainly could contact our office and share their contact information, and we're going to be gathering all the information on Monday from the experts, and we'll be happy to pass along and share what we learn here and connect them to the organizations and to the individuals who are, you know, making a difference on a daily basis out there working on this, you know, year-round.
Absolutely. And could you tell me one more time before we wrap things up who your guest speakers are?
You bet. We have Dr. Deborah Hume, who's the founding member of the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition, and she's also an associate teaching professor for public health at Mizzou. We have Wendy Baker, who's a victim specialist with the FBI. Christy McDonald, who is a human trafficking survivor and an author. We have Adam Cavanaugh, Special Investigations Unit with the St. Louis County Police Department and Deputy Commander of the Missouri Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Gail Reynoso is the Program Development Specialist with the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. Misty Losinger, who also is a human trafficking survivor, and Steve Dunlap, founder of On Time Ministry, which is a nonprofit organization that offers transition housing for minor and adult female victims of human sex trafficking. So I don't know anywhere else you could go and spend 2 hours and hear from more people who are experts on this, and I think it'd be a well-used of your time, and I hope many people will come.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to get the word out and hopefully get some people out there. And